Mike Monroe, San Antonio Express News. Pop, was this one of those occasions where you told Tony Parker that he needed to be even more aggressive, maybe take 40 shots if he had to?
He and Timmy both.
Happy the way that worked out?
Oh, no, no. Mikey, come on.
Could you just talk about what Tony did in setting the tone offensively?
Well, he not only was aggressive, but you know the ball went in, and in the playoffs it seems even more so. You know, teams that shoot well do pretty darn well, and tonight we shot 50 and they were in the 30s. You know, I haven't looked at the rest of the stats yet, but that was a story in the first two games for us, and the worm turned. And we made shots, and they didn't have as good a night shooting the ball. Sometimes it's as simple as that. You know, there are other factors, and you think about turnovers and boards and blah, blah, blah. But we shot it, and they didn't.
Had you been seeing Tony a little too passive the last few games, or was it just a matter of he was trying too hard to get other people involved?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, he gets a little bit obsessed about driving it, getting to the rim, and when he does that, he turns down open jumpers and he forgets to play with teammates. But when he's like tonight, like he's played most of the season, you know, he'll stop, shoot the open jumper, he'll get his share of assists, and that's what we need him to be. You know, he's a scoring point guard, but he's got to do it with a jump shot as well as a drive, and yeah, he did that tonight.
Pop, how important was it to get some minutes on the bench for Tony with Corey Joseph and have him do such a solid job?
Corey Joseph was really important because we wanted to give Tony some time, because when we switch and he's guarding a Barnes or somebody like that, you know, it tires him out. And he was really tired last game. And we did a better job of giving him a blow here and there, not playing him so many minutes in a row. And I think it really helped him.
Jay Adonde, ESPN.com. This is probably only the 10th or so game that these guys have been back together since they came back from injuries. Does it take that long sometimes, do you think, for them to find their groove together?
It does, but I think getting Tiago back so that we had our starting lineup, you know, when we do that, it doesn't matter what the other team does player-wise starting. We may play well or we may play poorly, but we're comfortable, and we know how to operate starting out a game like that. We might go small and Tiago may come out or play a lot or whatever it is, but being able to start with him gives us a comfort level.
Coach Jimmy Spencer with Bleacher Report. Can you talk about the job that Danny Green's done on Steph Curry and what you guys have done specifically to kind of slow Curry down these last couple games?
Well, I don't think we did anything special to slow him down. I mean, we've tried to be a little bit more aware of what's going on, get up in the pick and roll a little bit more, have other people involved, use different people on him, and Danny has done a pretty decent job, as good as you can do on a great player like that. Anyone else?
Hey, Greg, Bruce McGowan with KGO. Could you talk a little bit about Diaw and Ginobili, because they really gave you guys a spark with some key shots when you needed them?
Yeah, Manu, you know, he hasn't been shooting the ball well, and tonight, again, you know, he helped us by making some shots, playing good defense. And Boris Diaw, he's one of those high IQ players. You know, I never really know what he's going to do on the court, but he'll make a heck of a move, or he'll make a pass, or he'll do something on the weak side, or make a steal. He just really understands how to play. So, you know, them coming and having a good game was important. We just had more guys play well. You know, we haven't had a lot of guys play well so far, but tonight, you know, we had four, five, six guys that played pretty darn well.